Even more aid to Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House says the president signed off on another drawdown from the Defense Department, nearly $2 billion worth, including a Patriot missile battery. This is Congress considers a spending bill that includes more than $40 billion in additional assistance for Ukraine.
We must finish our work before the deadline of Friday midnight. But in reality, I hope we can vote on final passage much sooner than that, even as early as tonight.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Ukraine's president, is set to address a joint meeting of Congress this evening, meeting with President Biden at the White House before that, his first trip out of Ukraine since Russia launched a war nearly 10 months ago. Too cold, even for Minnesota.
The National Weather Service warning people that if you have to be outside, it needs to be all about planning and preparation ahead of tomorrow, because things are going to get worse. And when we say worse, we mean it's just going to get colder.
Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks in Minneapolis, where it's about 3 below zero now, feeling like minus 17 and heading much lower tomorrow into Friday.
And by the time you get to Friday morning, folks are waking up. And if you step outside in the plains, it feels like negative 40. But even in Dallas, it feels like zero, feels like negative 34 in Chicago, negative 23 in Columbus. So a massive area where you're talking about a real Arctic blast.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, thousands of flights delayed already from the snow on its way across northern states from Washington to New England. The 20-year-old man who killed three people at a mall in Indiana in July before he was killed had told his ex-girlfriend he didn't expect to live to 21 and would take others with him if he killed himself. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen also revealing troubling posts.
From 2017 to 2022, the shooter made over 700 comments on subreddits related to mass killers.
But police found no comments suggesting he was planning to carry out an attack. They're still working to unlock his phone. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A surge in flu cases is getting White House attention.
As health experts say the U.S. is in one of the worst flu seasons in years, the Biden administration is releasing doses of prescription flu medicine from the Strategic National Stockpile. States will be able to request doses of Tamiflu, but it's unknown right now how many doses will be made available. The CDC estimates that flu has led to over 9,000 deaths and 150,000 hospitalizations so far this year. This comes as the White House has also made preparations for a possible surge in COVID cases. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Federal prosecutors in Manhattan now plan to hold a news conference this afternoon after Sam Bankman-Fried agreed to be extradited to the U.S., the FTX founder waiving his right to a hearing during his latest court appearance in the Bahamas today. He's facing multiple federal charges, including fraud and money laundering, along with a Securities and Exchange Commission case over the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange. The Taliban is now enforcing its latest restrictions on women in Afghanistan.
There have been some small protests, but it didn't stop security forces in Afghanistan's capital from turning women away from universities, blocking access a day after the country's Taliban leaders ordered women nationwide to stop attending universities. This is a further crackdown on rights in the country, where girls have already been barred from school past the sixth grade, women not allowed in parks and gyms, or able to work in many fields. U.S. officials say the latest restrictions will have a significant impact on the relationship the U.S. can have with the Taliban-led government. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A big rally on Wall Street for now. The Dow's up 530 points. Oil prices also surging, getting back over $78 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.